Geek Radio Daily for Blessed Be Not Monday. Nope, it is October 7th, 2014. It's all the geek without the wait. Hi, we're the fine folks from that website there known as geekradiodaily.com. There's forums there. There's a Facebook thing. There's Twitter. And if we get cool enough, maybe we'll be on Hello. Whatever that damn thing's called. I'm sure we have a Google Play. Screw all that. You know, the people that are gathered around today bringing it to you, the man who now has a new gig writing fortunes for cookies at Saucy.
Helping hand is a helping hand. Clean the dirt.
Nice. Very zen, very meta. I'm the guy that people sometimes misunderstand. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
What? What did I say?
Only sometimes.
Only sometimes. So what happened in October 7th there, sir?
1492, Columbus. Christopher Columbus changed course and missed Florida from a false cry of land ho and a sighting of land birds.
Oh, that would do it. 1806, Ralph Wedgwood secured a patent for carbon paper. Remember carbon paper?
Right.
Yeah.
1826, the first railroad was completed in the U.S. It was a 3-mile stretch of track between Quincy, Massachusetts and the Nipawsett River.
1849, Edgar Allan Poe died under mysterious circumstances in Baltimore, Maryland. He was fine as long as he lived in Richmond, Virginia.
1913, Henry Ford established a moving assembly line.
1916, Georgia Tech scored a record 222 points in a football game against Cumberland University.
I don't get it.
No. Different world, man. Different world.
1952, the first American Bandstand was broadcast in Philadelphia on WFIL-TV, hosted by Bob Horn. Dick Clark joined in 1955 as a substitute host.
Who knew? 1954, IBM displayed the first all-transistor calculator. It weighed 87 pounds.
1975, John Lennon won his fight in the U.S. Immigration Services when the New York State Supreme Court overturned an order to deport him. Lennon was given permanent resident status a year later.
Nice. 1982, Andrew Lloyd Webber's Cats opened on Broadway at the Winter Gardens, based on T.S. Eliot's Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats. That's a trivia question right there.
1985, Palestinian terrorists hijacked a cruise ship, killing an American tourist, Leon Klinghoffer.
More importantly on that date, though, Lynette Woodward was chosen as the very first woman to ever play for the Harlem Globetrotters basketball team.
Klinghoffer.
Shut up. 1991, Anita Hill accused Supreme Court nominee Clarence Thomas of sexual harassment. So, like, one day it was mentioned in a formal accusation, because we talked about that yesterday. Pubic hair on a Coke, that's all I know.
2001, the U.S. invasion of Afghanistan started with an air assault and covert operations. Ooh, on the ground. Covert.
Yeah, secret. Yeah. And in 2003, Gray Davis was recalled as governor of California 3 years before the official end of his office term, and Arnold Schwarzenegger was elected the new governor of California. California. So, birthdays?
Holland Roden is 28. She plays Lydia Martin on Teen Wolf.
Sean Ashmore is 35. That's Bobby Drake and Iceman, you know, X-Men stuff. Oh, and of course, his brother Aaron, because they
have Ashmore twins.
Yeah, Jimmy Olsen on Smallville, which makes a lot of sense.
Brandon Quinn is 37. Tommy Dawkins on Big Wolf on Campus.
Alexandria Polinsky is 40. That's Adam Powell on Charles in Charge. So, wow, that's how old we're all getting, folks.
Damian Kalash is 39. He is the singer and guitarist for OK Go.
Allison Munn is 40. That's Tina from What I Like About You and Lauren on One Tree Hill.
Nicole Ari Parker is 44. You might know her from Boogie Nights. She played Becky Burnett.
Dan Savage is 50, sex columnist. You know, Savage Love, the man that invented the term pegging the way we understand it now.
Matthew Roloff is 53, reality star, Little People, Big World.
Simon Cowell is 55, judge on American Idol, judge on The X Factor. Basically, no real talent, just telling you how good or bad you are.
Yo-Yo Ma is 59. Not a rap artist.
No.
No.
Not at all. Dylan Baker, though, going back a bit, is 55. Dr. Kurt Connors in the Spider-Man films. The good, well, I can't say the good ones because he was in the three.
Mary Badham is 62. Scout in 1962 to kill a mockingbird.
Age 63, John Mellencamp, who was John Cougar Mellencamp, and before that, John Cougar. You might know him as Johnny. He's a singer, songwriter, and a painter.
Thomas Kennelly is 79, the author of Schindler's List.
And Grammy Ferguson, 85, co-invented IMAX.
Ooh.
Big-ass screens.
No longer with us this day, 1927, Al Martino. Johnny Fontaine in The Godfather.
June Allison, born in the state 1917. Joe in the 1949 version of Little Women.
Elijah Muhammad, no longer with us, 1897. Muslim leader.
Born in the state 1885, Niels Bohr, Nobel-winning physicist who studied the structure of the Atom. And no one's ever made a TV movie about him.
You can catch the premiere of Flash and the Supernatural on the CW.
Oh, not that one. Over on CBS, though, it's a new episode of NCIS, NCIS Nolans, and Person of Interest.
New episodes of Sophie, Manhattan Love Story, Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and Forever on ABC.
Over on NBC, The Voice, Best of Blind Auditions, and Chicago Fire.
New episodes of The New Girl and The Mindy Project on Fox.
ABC Family Channel is showing Ella Enchanted, which I have written Nella Enchanted, and I'd rather see that movie.
Storage Wars on A&E.
BET showing the Marlon Wayans classic, nice. White Chicks, which rhymes with Netflix, according to Adam Sandler.
Miss Congeniality on CNP.
Bravo, Below Deck, that Love Boat reality show thing. It's not really the Love Boat, but I sing the theme whenever it comes on.
Snow White and the Huntsman on FX.
Over on Comedy Central, new episodes of Tosh.0 and Brackleberry.
Driving Miss Daisy on Encore.
FXX The Simpsons, another little minute marathon, but it's from season 3, the one where Burns sells the factory to the Germans, so Colonel Klink is in this episode. Hot damn.
Malibu's Most Wanted on VH1.
Better than most people give it credit for. Game Show Network, a new episode of Idiot Test, which Idiot Test, I guess, is how you say it. I don't know. Lifetime has got Dance Moms, the finale.
Food Network has Chopped.
Someone had to. Sundance is showing The Dead Zone. You got to see that. Over on Turner Classic Movies, they're showing Network. But if anything, tonight, we are going to be watching the Independent Film Channel because a lab develops a virus that brings dead Marines back to life. But when a test subject escapes, he heads to a strip club and affects the dancers that are within. Jenna Jameson and Robert Englund tonight star in Zombie Strippers.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
And you can't twerk if you're a zombie. Well, not for long. I propose rules for a story. If we wish to add to the story, send a message to podcast@geekradiodaily.com with the subject of story. The first email to come in for the next episode wins as the next installment of the story. No one person may contribute 2 installments in a row. That's from Ryan. So it sounds like Ryan's trying to set up rules for how to do the story.
I'm all for it.
Okay, so you send an email to podcast@geekradiodaily.com, and then all you got to do after that is to make sure that... So what is this? The first email to come in for the next episode wins as the next installment. So that's... and then we read that one, and then people just send more emails, and whoever sends first and doesn't repeat. I think I understand this now.
So, Ryan, does that mean you already have a story for us to start tomorrow?
I guess I need to go check the email, huh? Got to check that. If I added you, please drop a note. And if you'd like to participate in this crazy thing we're doing, I'll send it to podcast Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all at geekradiodaily.com. You're Not Monday edition, wrapping up in just a moment on GRD.
What did you do yesterday? Did you accomplish anything? Did you spend that chapter of your life in a meaningful, fulfilling way? Time is fleeting, so they say, and so we must all live each day as though it were our last. Well, it just might have been your last, but what I did yesterday was to steal an alien time machine and to save the universe. And yes, that's twice now. You're welcome. I'm Casey, interstellar con artist, and I return in Space Casey Season 2, a sequel to the award-winning audio drama from Christiana Ellis. You can find all of my adventures at spacecasey.com. You'll love it. Trust me.
Greetings from Tromaville. I'm Lloyd Kaufman, president of Troma Entertainment and creator of The Toxic Avenger. And when we're not making those great movies like Poultrygeist, Night of the Chicken Dead, we like to kick back and listen to Geek Radio Entertainment, because Geek Radio Daily is the best entertainment that the Troma team has ever seen. We love watching it. It's unbelievable, especially when it's on the radio.
Thank you, Uncle Lloyd.
You got a Baptist?
Uncle Lloyd, man, you know, whatever, crazy, crazy good times. So yes, it's October 7th. It is your Not Monday edition of Geek Radio Daily, so we got to check in on...
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you probably do, and today's a day you can add to your collection. All kinds of stuff, like...
A Million Ways to Die in the West, Seth MacFarlane, and...
Lots
Neeson.
Of people. The Neesons, okay. Edge of Tomorrow, the Tom Cruise film that the studio wishes they could now go back and call Live, Die, Repeat like they did overseas, is now being released as Live, Die, Repeat, Edge of Tomorrow.
School Dance with Mike Epps and Cat Williams.
Sleeping Beauty. Oh, the Disney version is back in another beautiful...
Oh, the platinum, yeah.
There you go. Sharknado 2 Electric Boogaloo, which is not as good as the first one, but it's out now.
New Disney movie, Million Dollar Arm with John Hamm.
To Be Takei is out today, the documentary about the great George Takei. Oh, my.
My, my.
American Horror Story Coven. You can see the whole show now, all wrapped up in one set for you.
Season 4 of Adventure Time.
Ooh, Houdini, that A&E little miniseries with what's-his-face Adrian Brody that I usually get mixed up with Jude Law, and I don't know, but that's what that is. The new version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Season 1 is out today. Hemlock Grove Season 1 is available for purchase, which is so weird to think that it's already on Netflix because that's where it's
Netflix is doing big things,
it's
man.
Very strange. But if we're getting anything today, it's going to be the story of the most popular pizza parlor in Berkeley. All of the beautiful skateboarding pizza girls are the classiest working girls in town, but when two competing fried chicken giants decide to join forces to put pizza girls out of business, things go horribly wrong. Canadia Royale, Desiree Cousteau, and John Holmes, what? Star in Pizza Girls.
I'm not wearing any pants.
Yeah, that's a porn. Geek News! Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So if you're anything like me, and heavens knows I am, then yesterday's news was flippin' amazing. Showtime, David Lynch, Mark Frost, all announcing that Twin Peaks is coming back as a limited series for 2016. 9 episodes. David Lynch, Mark Frost already working on the scripts. David Lynch is going to direct all 9 episodes. And if you remember Twin Peaks, the ones he directed were generally the most what the hell's going on episodes that there ever were. So Showtime is going to show the first 2 seasons of Twin Peaks in case you don't own them for some strange reason to get yourself prepped for 2016. I know it's a ways off, but I'm damned excited.
Well, NASA's always looking for ways to cut costs and
always
taking ways around things. So the newest thing is putting people into hibernation on their trip to Mars.
Sure.
It's a deep sleep called torpor. It's
nice. Well played.
Yeah. It's used in existing medical procedures. Torpor usually happens when you have hypothermia.
So we're going to freeze you almost to death to send you to Mars.
Yeah, and feed you warm with tubes.
But you warm up once you get there because it's closer to the sun.
180 days.
That's nothing. Nothing.
No.
You can do that.
Not when you're asleep.
Totally do that. Just hit snooze.
I think I can do it.
I believe in you. Science is deciding now that we're going to make programmable antibiotics so they can target drug-resistant genes. Ooh. So, yeah. Let's make some antibiotics smarter. That's not going to kill us all off. No. It's an important breakthrough for 2 reasons. The new programmable antibiotic selectively targets undesirable microbes, which is something we'd like it to do, and it leaves the innocent microbes completely alone. The way they do that, it's part of a defense system. The bacteria that they protect themselves against the viruses, they take part of it and slap it into this thing so it hunts its own and kills it, if you will.
These bacteria are getting all hopped up off of hand sanitizer.
And I'm telling
and
you.
And now we're giving them, like, heat-seeking pill things for immunity.
You know that fortune for the fortune cookie? Not as good as the other one.
Right?
Okay.
All right, so we've all played those free-to-play games.
Yes, we have.
Where you can't budge past level, like, 15 without spending...
Yeah. Money,
real
money.
Real monies.
Right.
Well, if you're a 15-year-old in Antwerp, Belgium... And you have your grandfather's credit card number.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You can spend 37,000 euros, which translates to roughly $46,300 US on Clash of Clans alike.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
This learn all, to use your phones,
this,
people.
This is what happens when you become literate.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Because the whole reason that she had...
Yeah.
The gift card or the credit card number, the grandfather of the mother let the mother use the credit card for ebooks.
Oh,
literacy.
See, that's books will get you every single damn time. So Super Smash Brothers is currently out for the Nintendo 3DS. Coming out for consoles closer to Christmas. The console version, they're going to make the adapter so you can use your GameCube controllers, your WaveBirds, to play Smash Brothers the way you're supposed to. But what about the 3DS? Well, of course, someone has found a way to hack it to where you can use a GameCube controller to play Smash Brothers on the 3DS. Of course, it's going to void your warranty, and we can't recommend that you actually do it. But if you'd like to know how, well, it's going to be there in the shows, because we won't tell you to be bad, but we'll damn sure show you how to get there.
Shenanigans.
GRD is Legend of the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Under Redwood Extension 3.0 license. Make sure you check us out on Facebook, on Twitter, over at the forums. Please come join us at geekradiodaily.com. Also, drop a note, podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinster's Saucy, geekradiodaily.com. And we are so close to getting done with the week. Tomorrow, going to feel even better. Catch you then.
Well, that went well.
You guys are idiots.
Diane, 11:30 a.m., February 24th. Entering the town of Twin Peaks, 5 miles south of the Canadian border, 12 miles west of the state line. Never seen so many trees in my life. As W.C. Fields would say, I'd rather be here than Philadelphia. 54 degrees on a slightly overcast day. Weatherman said rain. You'd get paid that kind of money for being wrong 60% of the time. You'd be working. The mileage is 79,345. Gauge is on reserve. Riding on fumes here. I got to tank up when I get into town. Remind me to tell you how much that is. Lunch was $6.31 at the Lamplighter Inn. That's on Highway 2 near Lewis Fork. That was a tuna fish sandwich on whole wheat, slice of cherry pie, and a cup of coffee. Damn good food. Diane, if you ever get up this way, that cherry pie is worth a stop. Oh, Diane, I almost forgot. Got to find out what kind of trees these are. They're really something.